Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, everybody. We teased you a little bit last night, saying we weren't sure if we'd have a show. But when have we missed a Sunday in who knows how long? Anyway, I want to welcome you all. I am Deborah Lee. I am your psychic love doctor. And I will be conducting readings individually for those who call into the show. So I want to welcome all my blog talkers out there. Many of you come from around the world, and I love that. I just love how there is one thing that unifies us all, and that's love. Love. Yep, we have love that we can share and feel a sense of unity with. So I want to thank you for being here, and I see people are getting on that list. So if any of you are wanting to call in, now would be the time. So you get in the queue. Where's the quay? What is the word?
It is queue.
Okay.
It's spelled like quay.
I know it is. So you get in the, it's kind of like that other thing. Q-U-I-N, the quinoa,
I don't know. Is that how it's spelled?
Yeah.
Well, I got to do my, you just keep talking.
Okay. So anyway, get in line because, you know, we're going to get started real soon. And we'd hate to have anybody be cut off because they waited too long to get in line. And then I want to thank all my Facebookers. You are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page right now. You are watching us live as we're streaming. And remember, everybody, these shows are archived. On Blog Talk, you can find the archives of the shows. And they're also archived on Facebook on the show page. So if you were looking for the, you know, the reading you had maybe last Tuesday, a week ago, you know, Thursday, you can find it. Just wanted to mention that to you all. And another thing, a little bit more housekeeping here, using an ordinary deck of playing cards, which is how my grandmother taught me to use this particular method that she called personal prophecy. Now, we need to make that distinction so that those out there who may be new to the show aren't going to confuse it with tarot, with other oracle cards, or many of the other amazing systems that are out there. If you ever go on Amazon and you look for card reading decks, you're going to find pages of them. So anyway, I want to make sure you know that. Also, I'll be using a 24-card layout for your reading, which is what I use in my private sessions. This way, I'm able to see the lay of the land with you. What's, you know, are you in a state of turmoil, or are things just coming up roses for you right now? So, or maybe it's daisies. I don't know.
Sure.
Some kind of flower. And so just be aware, you're going to get one or two questions due to the time constraint we're working with. Ask them at the start, but when we first start talking. And now I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Jimbo.
All right. I want to remind everybody, this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer. If you're international, be it a caller or be you a Facebook Live viewer, let us know. And we'll give an international shout out. And it's bound to happen, like Laura from Canada just gave us a hi.
Hey, Laura.
All right. There's our first international shout out. Hopefully not our last. All right. That number to call in is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Or Skype in. You can Skype that. We get Skypers. When you do call in because I always tested it. You'll hear an automated message. Say, hey, you can listen to the show while you wait. So if you're hearing the show, everything's working. It's all good. You got to wait. You got to be patient. And when we take your call, take you live, please do the following things if you safely and legally can. Kick that speakerphone off. Get rid of Bluetooth devices you're using on your phone. Shut down all your background noises that you were using to kill time. Quit multitasking, running around doing stuff. If you can, if you're in your home, find that nice, comfortable place to sit, chill, where it's quiet, and you have great cell phone reception. That's the perfect scenario. And that's because when you call us, your call goes through the cell phone world, as always, and then it goes through Blog Talk's website, our computers, and out our speakers, and it's not the same as calling a buddy down the street with a cell phone. We lose some stuff, and we can maybe miss your name and questions, and it slows down the show. So it makes your reading not as good as it could be. So please do those things, but you can't break laws and you can't risk your safety to do so. Also, an option will be we will open that door. We do it. We don't have a set schedule. We will open it, and we don't know how many times. But we will let people that cannot call in have the option of video or audio chat messengering us to Deborah Lee. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show. That's just where you view it. Like I say, but only when we say to do so. You can't just do it and think you can get in line because it doesn't have a hold system. It sucks. But it's free. So remember, when we say messenger, we don't mean just messenger, like type it in like a messenger text. We mean either go audio or video to call us. And you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. And if you just do it like while we're on the show, let us know and she can go accept it. If you're brand new and are not already friends. And on that sound is also when your reading with Deborah Lee has concluded, not almost over, ask more questions, concluded, we're going to give you a Archangel Michael. It is the sword of, what is it? The Sword of Light Oracle card reading. One single card before we move on. So remember not to run away and not to keep asking questions. Those are two things to remember. Don't just say, oh, my reading is over. I shall go. You got a card for the road. Nothing wrong with that. I think we have coveted alls. So let's go to, I have to do something strange here. Well, because we have two people from, we've done this before.
What's wrong?
Just ignore me.
No,
I'm talking to myself. We're going to the next call.
Look at the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, it's a very odd. You don't see this very often in our world. I think we know who this is, but we'll find out when we get there. Anyway, all right. Let's take that first caller from area code. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Deb. Oh, yeah.
Sunday is a good night.
Going to area code 773. Caller number one is from Illinois, 773.
Well, hello there, Illinois. What is your first name, please?
Nan again. I'm just calling you because it's my birthday, and I wanted to say hi.
Well, happy birthday, Nan.
That is pretty cool. Happy birthday.
You know, a reading giving me. Go ahead.
That would be cool. No, I just think you guys are a hoot.
Oh.
Hoot. What a mighty good hoot. Would you like a birthday reading?
You know, thank you. I'm glad you like it because I think too many out there that work in metaphysical work are too serious and too woo. They're wooey.
They're either wooey or they're like robots.
Yeah, and you know.
Yeah.
Where
I have seen your cards and I see in your cards that there could be something coming. You know, that kind of stuff.
So thank you. That means a lot to us because we know we are kind of different. I've never really been liked by many card readers in the profession because, you know, the stigma attached to playing cards, that they were a way for gypsies
to
steal from people. You know, give me $100 and I will release that curse on you.
I think you better release.
Okay, well, I want to tell you, and this is for everybody, if you get a reading on your birthday, it's kind of like you're standing at the top of a mountain and you have a 360-degree view of your upcoming year because there's so much energy attached to the day that you were born. So,
cool.
Now, do you have a specific question for us, birthday girl?
Or an area?
No, I don't. I'm just here for the ride. Yeah, nothing. I got nothing specific.
Then we will just wing it. Did you say you're 25 today? You turned 25?
Sure. I know. Okay. It's more than double that.
Well, you sure don't sound like it. If I was calling your house, I would be saying, honey, is your mommy home? Can I talk to your mommy? He doesn't get it. All right, I'm going to lay out your cards now. All right.
Okay.
So, Jim, go ahead. Do your thing.
My thing. What is today? Today is December 4th. Okay, so she was born on the 4th of December.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any history. Well, she was very soon. The Day of Infamy is coming.
Yeah, isn't that the 7th?
It is the 7th. That's Wednesday, yes. Yes, so you'd hate to have your birthday attached to something negative, so that's cool. She ain't got that.
True.
She ain't got to worry about that. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool. It's early December. So it's not too close to Christmas, where sometimes relatives will try to combine and screw you over on presents. So.
Right?
Yeah, she was born on the 23rd. There could be a problem
then they
there.
Try to combine it.
Yeah. Very early, so he's like, yeah, they can't just blow that off.
And what about people that were born on leap year? You know,
I think
yesterday.
Yeah.
Do they get to choose it?
March 1st or...
Yeah, the 28th or the 1st. I would assume they get to pick a day. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what we have for you. Well, 2023. Excuse me, it kind of took my breath away. It's going to be so good. I really believe you've got a year coming ahead. There's going to be travel. Are you planning anything? Are you planning anything?
Not yet.
Okay, well, you will be. And it's going to be I thought she was motioning to me.
Well, I'm motioning you. I'm motioning you like...
It's going to be very surprising. Coming from a very surprising place. Now, often when I've seen that in a reading, it means you could win a trip somewhere.
Nice.
Yeah, because it's going to come straight out of the blue.
Or maybe somebody comes along and says, hey, you know, I got this thing lined up and somebody bailed out. You want to jump in?
It could. Could be that.
Maybe hell yeah, I do. Yeah.
Except I would never want to do it with a guy I hardly know because you're stranded for like a week.
I never said anything about
on a boat.
I never said anything. Well, I didn't say boat either.
And it's not like you're, I'm thinking cruise. It's not like you're going to drop a canoe in the water and paddle home.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. Also, do you have a love interest? Do you have one going on? Love.
Not yet.
You are going to. This is going to be a year filled with adventure and love for you. And it strikes me as a very good relationship. Work. Looks like there'd be some surprises coming that way, which are good. Really good. I think you're going to be selected for like some kind of special project.
Special.
And it'll be ready. Yeah, be up your alley and you're going to love it. All in all, I feel it's a year that is filled with much more positivity than it would be negativity. So that's a good thing after all we've been through.
Always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And last but not least, a very good new female friend is going to come forward.
Fun.
You two are going to click like your kindred spirits.
Yep.
All right, real quickly, your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading. Subject is recognize the signs from above. Angels are sending you messages now, but you're too distracted to notice. Stay alert and open to divine guidance.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
That is cool. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Right, happy birthday.
So very happy birthday to you, Nan. Thank you for thinking of us to call.
And holding to be caller number one. You held a long time.
All right.
Have a good
day. We'll talk to you soon.
We just talk again.
Okay.
All right. Let's just get this thing rolling so we can catch up.
What were you going to call it?
914. We're going to New York. 914. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it sounded like you were going to say, let's eat this shizzle.
No, it wasn't. Okay. Go ahead.
Hi there, 914. What is your first name, please?
Hi, it's Catherine. I'm calling from New York. How are you this evening?
We are doing great, I think.
Wunderbar.
This evening, how are you?
Good, good. Thank you.
And what can
thank you for taking my call.
Sure, of course.
First, I have to thank you because I called you recently and you told me not to work with someone or not told me not to work with, but, you know, advised that she might not be the greatest. And she already gave me some kind of hints as to such. So I wanted to thank you and just compliment you on that. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you very much that you heeded the message of the card.
Okay.
Yeah. So what can we do for you this evening?
I was wondering, please, there is an event I was invited to tomorrow. I was wondering if you see it going well, if you see that, you know, I'll be able to come and go safely since it's a little bit of a distance from me.
Okay.
Anything you pick up around it, I appreciate.
All right, I'm working on it right now.
All right.
Thank you so much.
And Laura, I just... notice she wished our previous caller happy birthday.
Oh, that's very nice. For Nan.
And she's still on hold. So she's hearing it. You got wished happy birthday from Laura from Canada. There
yeah.
You go.
Yes, happy birthday.
There you go.
From Catherine.
Yes. Happy birthday from Blog Talk Radio Land. All right.
This is about she's going to an event tomorrow.
Oh, the event one. Okay, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I got mixed up with giving her a follow-up on your other one about the work thing. Okay.
Got it.
This is, she wants to know how this event thing is going to go down. Jess?
Well, you got great cards, my dear.
Okay.
I got to tell you. I mean, you are so going places in your career. I just had to pause here for a second and tell you, thunder's sure to come true, people, so she can't miss it. It's a package going to be delivered directly to her, and it involves, pretty much it's like wrapped up with everything you've ever really wanted, and you've been working so hard to achieve.
Well, when you say, and you can keep doing the cards, when you say package, you don't necessarily mean it has to be a physical,
no,
hi, I'm FedEx, here is your package, right? I mean, it's a great thing that's going to happen.
Figuratively, right.
Just wanted to make sure, because sometimes you do tell people they have an actual message or formal delivery type thing coming sometimes, you say.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, but this is different.
Okay, good.
Is, yeah.
I wanted to clarify.
Well, that's interesting. Thank
clarification.
You.
All right, back to the reading because we are loaded.
Okay, I just want to tell you, I'm not seeing it as being a huge, spectacular event for you, but it's not a non-event either. It looks like it's just going to be something rather ordinary, and you should be fine in the traveling to and from it.
So she'll be safe as far as traveling, no things that are going to be scary or piss you off.
The only aspect that I can see that might be remarkable for you is meeting a couple of two or three, say, influential
very unique
people
that really inspire you possibly.
Yeah, it could be a very beneficial meeting.
I'd be like, wow, these are cool people. Right? Okay, that's cool.
I think it'll be really an event.
Good. Yeah, it'll be an event. It might you might feel like you won the lottery, but you have nothing to fear, is what
Kevin's
saying.
Right.
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
Your Oracle card reading is welcome abundance into your life.
There it is.
Prosperity is on its way to you. Have faith that Source will heal your financial challenges.
Source
is capitalized.
Source. From above.
Have faith. I mean, there's a lot of coinage. Some dude flinging coins in the
room. Well, there you go. Prosperity. And abundance. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it's in your cards. You can't miss it.
Now, she sounds very upbeat all the time, so that's cool.
Yeah, you do. You're very bubbly.
And that's usually, you just, good things happen to those kind of people.
Isn't it funny?
It is. Well, because they're manifesting it.
They are.
The card is like giving it off. All right.
Okay,
my dear. Both of you.
Thank you so much. Oops,
you're so welcome. Did you?
She's still listening. I don't hang up. She's still listening. Put her on mute.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Yeah, and real quick, international shout out to Mike.
Oh, I knew you were going to say it.
From the UK, who is Mike tonight.
Mike himself?
Yes.
Wow.
He's not one of his other...
aliases?
His alter egos.
Mike, I don't think I could do a show without you.
Without you. Everybody sing you too. All right. Darling. Anyway, where's our next caller? We are going to area code 520, Arizona 520. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
She laughed.
Oh, I'm so happy to talk to friends.
Oh, thank you. You're the only one who calls us.
From Arizona.
That. Yeah.
Which is interesting. Okay, well, yeah. We're going to roll with it. Yeah.
So how's everything?
Well, okay, so... I decided I'm trying to really get out there and make new friends. And so I decided I was going to go to a potluck today.
Oh.
And even though I have a writing project I'm supposed to be working on, and it's okay. I mean, I'm making my own hours on that, but still. So I got... involved with somebody had called me and they wanted me to meet them at a certain location. They were doing work for me. Then I ran to the store to get the potluck ingredients and I thought, oh, this is going to be real easy to make. And then I ran back to the kitchen and I fell in the kitchen.
No.
And then, And then I was blending stuff up. I thought, well, should I go to this potluck? Maybe this is telling me I really shouldn't go. And I thought, no, I'll go ahead and go. So I blended stuff up in the blender. It's a real nice blender. And I thought, oh, I should add some more garlic and whatever. So I did, and I turned it on, and there was clunk, 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 clunk. And I thought, what is in there that's making that clunk, clunk? Is it the garlic? So then I turned it off, opened it up. I'd left the metal spoon in there. And I thought, oh, my God, what's wrong with me? So then I put the potluck stuff together, put it in the car, and then ran to the potluck. And there's a woman there that is putting the potluck together. It's for some events that she has lined up. She helped me when my significant other passed.
Oh,
but
nice.
since that time, she's been very distant to me. And her name starts with the letter J.
Okay.
And I just want to ask you, what do you pick up with her? Have anything more to do with me? Or she just wants to put me on distance and forget about me? I mean, I don't know really how to read this, except she's very, very distant.
This is going to be so instrumental, this very question. And people, you can ask it about anybody that's in your life. How is my spouse really feeling about me? How does my son who treats me like I'm dirt, how does he feel, blah, blah,
co-worker,
blah.
Co-worker, brand new pet,
neighbor.
Maybe a new cat maybe you got that's looking at you weird.
Yeah, I can do animals.
Yeah.
The cat, yeah. The cat.
Well, imagine a cat looking at somebody weird.
Tell me, Lisa, what was your potluck dish?
Oh, God, it's bruschette. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. It's a very healthy, but everyone loved it. It's healthy, but everybody loved it. It had walnut. And yeah, I got it from a cookbook and so everybody loved it and it was very easy to make.
Well, it sounds wonderful.
Well, that's good. And
you made friends, right? More friends?
Everybody was friendly. I mean, nobody was out with a hidden agenda to dislike so-and-so or dislike so-and-so. It was, you know, everybody was friendly, but I just wondered about, her name is Joy, and I really thought, you know, she helped me with my significant other when he was passing, she and her husband, because they knew my significant other for a great number of years, but now she's so distant, and she's so standoffish, and I'm just wanting to see what the cards are saying about that. Would you rather not have anything to do with me?
This may surprise you. It kind of does me. Hmm. That's why I love how these cards can be so objective rather than subjective, you know, where they'll tell us things that we're like, wow, never thought of that. She cared and does care for you deeply, and helping you at the time of your loss was really important to her. But now she's mad at you. She is mad at you, and it concerns not being able to talk to you about things that matter to her. She feels like you've been extremely distant, which is the word you use. She feels like you just wouldn't have any interest or time while you're going through your grieving process. And I tell you, this could be so true of so many people. When I lost my husband, even though we should have expected it, I was not ready. And coworkers, friends, family members, people drifted away from me, and I felt like such a leper. And then,
I have reached out to her, like when the house was broken into, and I don't know, you know, I don't know what else to do. I mean, I really adore her, but she has been so distant. And well, I don't know what would the cards suggest I do. I mean,
like you just mentioned, you called her about the house being broken into. It's like the message she's getting is everything is about Lisa and not about Joy. So this is a friendship. See, that's how I felt. When I looked at this, I was kind of like, wow, man, this is a mind blower. But yeah, she'd like to be able to tell you what's going on in her life. And apparently she's got some kind of man.
I went over at the dinner party, you know, everybody was wherever, and I walked over to her and sat down next to her after I'd been talking to some other people, because I walked in and I said, oh, is this where we're sitting? And she didn't answer me. And so then I went and sat next to her, and I was talking. I don't know. Maybe you're right, though. Maybe I really need to shower her with attention. Maybe that's because she got up and left, and she went
to
the next
what?
Room. And
she's like, she's hurt and angry because it is all about you in her mind. And I bet you, if you said, "Hey, how about if we maybe go out for lunch or something?" And I want to catch up on everything with you, Joy, and make it about her. That could
you
really
think that would really. Because that shocked me to hear this, because I really thought I was giving her, I don't know, she just seems to ignore me when I'm talking to her, too. So just keep the attention on her then.
I think so, for a time or two. Let her feel comfortable, you know, being with you where she can share. She's got some kind of man trouble, it looks like. I don't know. Somebody married her, but there's a guy here. And it looks like she'd really like to have somebody to open up to and even just vent. So I think this is amazing insight for you to save that friendship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
if
necessary, really humble yourself and say, you know, Joy, I'm really sorry if it seems like I've been so wrapped up in, you know, my stuff. And you could tell her, but I'm coming out of that now. You know, I'm leaving the cocoon, and you've meant the world to me. Maybe we could start fresh, something like that.
Wow. Okay. I mean, wow. Right. It never occurred to me. Like you said, you were shocked. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if the angels are shocked.
Well, this is more about her.
Okay.
It says, your vibration is rising. This is a time of great spiritual growth for you. You are evolving to occupy our higher energetic frequency.
And I think that's really apropos of your life at this time and the situation, that you are rising. And I've been, you know, alone, like you've been left alone. It's really hard to come back to who you were. It's almost 5 years. And you people who call, you have no idea how therapeutic all of you are for me I was back on the air the week that my husband, he died on a Tuesday, and Friday I was back on the air. And they thought that I was coming back too soon, and I said, no, I need this. So, you know, you're going to save this relationship, Lisa. There's no doubt about it. It's bothering you because you really do care for her. So.
And you said she cares for me? She does care?
Oh, yes. There's a big love card there. It is for like you and your significant.
It seems like you're kind of not on the same track right now, that's all.
That's all. And, you know, we women sometimes take things too much to heart. And who knows what her health is like. You know, she might be feeling very alone going through something.
I'm muted.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling. Nope.
This is a girl that's been trying and trying.
I have not opened the floor. We're going to area code 630. 630 is in
Hello.
Illinois. Welcome to 630.
Yes, hi there. And this
Hi.
Is... Hi.
I was only listening, but then... So tomorrow's my birthday, so midnight maybe, like, is my birthday. So
yeah.
I'm like, well, maybe you were talking to me to get my birthday reading. You know,
yes, of course. Now, remember, tomorrow is, what time were you born on the 5th?
1:21 a.m.
Okay. What do you think, Jim? Is this close enough? Or should we, because tomorrow, I don't think we have to be that strict about it. I think we could.
You're the card reader. I wouldn't think so.
You seem really stressed out. Are you all right?
Facebook was giving me some problems, and I wanted to call it names and stab it in the heart. But I can't because it's a software. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, wait.
I got the fruit.
Jimbo. Can I talk to Jimbo for a minute second?
Yes.
Sure,
Jimbo,
what's up?
You were right. You were right yesterday. I went onto the U.S. Marshals website. I did all the tips. I did everything that you told me to do. And then for the people who were giving me tips, I made them a video to show them how to do it. But you were right. You led me down the right path. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You're welcome. Yeah, when people start crossing state lines, you gotta you don't want to ignore the local yokos because they're still like kind of lead or part of the investigation, but you got to expand out to the feds. And you did it. You're good. And you know now going forward exactly how that works.
That is great.
Yep.
All right. So,
good job. All right. Birthday time.
Yes, we're going to give you your birthday reading. Do you want to know something specific for within your birthday?
An area?
Or, year?
Yeah.
Or do you want to be like, nah.
Surprise.
Well, you know, like, how about, like, finances? Like, do you see a windfall coming in? I'd like to buy a house coming up, you know?
Yeah.
Sure.
I work
there
really hard, so I know I deserve it.
I know that about you.
And that's a good question, too, for your birthday especially. All right.
Let's see what we're
going
to get.
Cards are going down. Yeah. And have you actually engaged in the house hunting, or is it just something that's on your to-do list?
Isn't that for moving?
No.
No?
I've already, like, looked in the areas.
Sounds like we talked about
yes,
this.
Yes, I have engaged in the house thing, yes.
All right, good. Okay, and I think we talked about this not last reading, but maybe one or two before, so.
All right. I'm working as fast as I can.
No,
and thank you, everybody. We've got a list that would choke a horse tonight for readings. So thank you, everybody, and be patient, and I'll get these out to you. Well, look at this for your birthday. Well, you can't see it, but I see it. You are going to be fiercely competitive in this coming year because you are a girl that loves success. Your cards are screaming. You love success, and you're not afraid to work hard to get it. And that's what sets you apart from Kardashians or, you know.
People that had money thrown in their lap.
Oh, my God. That were born with it coming out of their orifices.
Orify.
You know, that's true.
Actually, I don't know. We always talk about that at work.
Orify?
Is it orify or orifices? Now, you wonder why we talk about work. I don't work at a sex shop. They're used in propulsion plant engineering stuff. Orifices are a big part of that.
Okay.
But anyway, go back to that.
All right. You are you still on the track with moving?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I remember we've discussed that there could be a delay, and it's all meant for a reason, so that your arrival will be at the appropriate time, not prematurely and not late. So sometimes we just got to trust the timing.
So it'll be spot on.
Yes. But you are really going to be competitive, and some people are going to, that know you now, are going to be like, I always knew that she was a money monger. You know, they're going to think badly of you.
They're going to try to spin something good into something bad
because
they're jealous.
They want to steal your dream.
And they're unhappy about their own lives. So you know what? I'm not happy, so I'll try to make her unhappy with me.
And that's what it is. Misery loves company.
Misery loves company.
Your entire circle of people that you know is going to change. You're going to start like rubbing elbows with some very influential people. And this is going to be part of your relocation when you get there.
That'll work out good.
And just remember that often very successful people have to be very cautious about the friends they keep. You know, because you contract a lot of, what would you call them, sponges? You know,
all sorts of different people.
What did you call them?
Vampires or whatever.
Yeah, there's
all different negative people you can attract. The ones that want to steal, the ones that want to ride your coattails. It's all sorts of negatives.
The thing is, you are very sharp, and you're going to be able to call them right out.
That's right. Reveal who they are.
Now, I want you to be careful in this coming year with your house search, because you've got to really do your homework. It's showing that you could end up with quite a lemon. If you don't, a money pit. Remember that movie? The Money Pit?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Tom Hanks, or was it?
And
what's her face?
Shelley Long,
yep.
Yeah, so until that passes out of your cards, you know, if it seems like it's too good to be true, it probably is.
And there's a reason they use that phrase all the time.
And there's one last thing. There's a man from your past who wants to reenter your life tell you how incredibly sorry they are for the way they treated you. And that could go back to school, high school, you know. So.
Anyway. Always forward, never back. And I will get a hold of you before I buy anything.
Oh, you're so wonderful. All right.
Stand by for your oracle card reading.
Yes.
Subject is trust in divine purpose. This experience has divine meaning. Healing will come. Know that you are on a path of growth.
Growth. So, big time.
So basically, you're experiencing a lot of things that are meant to be, and you're on the right path. That's what I get.
And it's going to be a year.
The layman thing I get on that.
Taking you forward. It's like you're going to be propelled like a rocket.
Rocket man. All right. Anyway, thank you so much. We got a rock. We got a roll.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding.
Thank you. Have a happy birthday.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And if you get a chance, call us on News for the Soul
tomorrow. Certainly, we'll be here.
We'll sing for you.
Okay.
He scared her away now. Singing, Lord God Jesus.
All right, honey, take care.
All right, we are going to area code 203, Connecticut 203. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I think we're on a roll tonight.
We're rocking. We're rolling.
It's terrific. Okay, so now I have another different question. Oh, Chance, just because I'm talking on the phone to you, Chance thinks he can eat my dinner.
Oh.
It means he's a healthy dog. That's what
that
means.
So, you know the guy that's in the news that got all his money disappeared with the crypto stuff. The young kid. He had probably $2 billion. He started this company and everybody got rich. And actually, I was talking to my son about it. My son thinks maybe the big guys came down on him and didn't want this to happen because the government is going to have regulations next June so they can control all this stuff. Anyway, I listened to him. He seemed pretty sincere and humbled and just, you know, real upset about what happened. He's going to be, a lot of people are going to hate him.
They are.
Because they bought his cryptocurrency and everything disappeared. It's big in the news right now. And honestly,
I really don't get if real money, is this fake money, is it imaginary money? I don't really get it.
It's like a commodity, basically.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
But it's digitally electronic and it's, there's
anyway.
Okay, go back there.
Okay, so my son bought quite a bit a number of years ago, and he keeps thinking you need to sit on it and just wait and not freak out. And I've been told by other readers, I haven't asked in a long time, that he needs to sell it at a certain point. And it's going to be controlled pretty soon, and it can very easily disappear. Anyway, he even bought me some. What do you, can you see anything about his...
My eyes, about his, if he will be okay hanging on to it, or
well, yeah, if he's going to lose it, if he's going to be okay, if he's going to be able to use it, you know, somehow, or lose it. It, you know, it can go all different ways, and maybe, you know, other people have said he needs to sell by a certain time.
Yeah, you're right, Kim.
Good luck.
Well, I'm going to try my best, but remember, these are things that fluctuate very much like gambling.
And that's why Deb, if Deb could do good at gambling, card reading, or stock market, we probably wouldn't be here.
The mafia would own me.
They would own us, or you would read about us in the news all the time, buying another company or another country.
You know who I wanted to give readings to? Was it, who was the one where the wife and husband in the White House, they loved to get readings? Was that Bush and his wife? What's her name?
I don't know. Nancy Reagan.
Boy, I would have loved to have been their resident card reader. You know, I would have loved that.
Of course you would have.
Yep. Nancy was into astrology.
All right. What do you got, Deb?
All right. Well, I'll tell you. Now, you take this with a grain of salt. Because if you ask son and you say, oh, my gosh, you know, the fortune teller says, when I'm not really a fortune teller, but if she says...
That's what he'll think, possibly.
He should not hang on to it for too much longer. People are going to start losing. And I don't understand. Can you cash it out? Can he get actual, you know, dollars?
It's almost like a commodity, like a stock. You can actually... There's an exchange rate out there.
He has hopes of doing something with that money that looks like it's home-based. It could be.
Yep.
It's like, well, it's not going to happen. And like I said, take this with a grain of salt. But I feel there are going to be measures put in place soon. And I've got a son he plays with this stuff too, Casey.
I know who you're talking about.
He's always bragging about how much he's made. But, you know.
I've heard he knows that it's not going to last forever, too. He knew
that. No. Yeah. And if the government can regulate it or somebody, you know, they're going to.
It's international.
Yeah.
Well, then some faction somewhere is going to get the bright idea. All right. Well, no, I feel he's going to lose it if he doesn't, you know, go for the sensible move rather than the greedy move. Okay. Yeah. Because he's going to lose.
Do you see a time period?
Well, it's under, let me see. I'm really not. And I hesitate because.
It's okay. I'm not going to hold you to this. I know it's going to fluctuate and I'll be asking a number of times. And I'm asking more for myself than him. He doesn't really listen to me. He does his own thing.
He's going to be sorry. I'll tell you that.
Live and
but
learn,
maybe
they say.
It's
live
his
and
lesson.
Learn.
Maybe,
yeah, could, yep.
Yeah.
Live and learn. It could be that.
Yeah, because
is there a chance he won't be sorry if he does something soon?
No, he's got to make the move to sell it and get what he can out of it now. You know, the thing is, counting his chickens before they've hatched. So there may only be you know, a couple of eggs to fry.
Philosophically, yeah. Some people get into the it's almost like an investment business,
mm-hmm.
and they're not being objective. They get into it, and they kind of, like, grow attached to their investment.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be. You're supposed to understand this is the thing, and it might have a finite window, and there's a certain point where I got to dump it, and
yeah.
I can't feel bad about it, you know? But some people get attached to their investment, like it's their baby.
Well, and like
if people are treated like a baby, they don't need to be in that business.
No, you're right. I think that's a very good point. And they're waiting as this thing keeps crawling, creeping up, and it's going to reach a peak. And for
yeah.
your son,
yeah.
it's going to go boom. And
yeah.
it'll be like that boy.
So, okay.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes, you know, the problem is if you see panic on the horizon, everybody's going to start dumping, and you don't want to be the last
yeah.
one to dump.
Nope, because it's worthless.
Yep.
It's when you
That's
go
right.
to Vegas
okay.
or when you're in Atlantic City, you've got to know when to walk away.
You've got to know when to hold them, and you got to know when to fold them.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Kenny Rogers. All right. Here is your Oracle card reading from Archangel Michael, sort of
All
like.
Right.
Change is coming. I am here to guide you through this exciting transformation. This is a time of joyous opportunity.
Well, that's not a good card for this.
It might not be. Remember?
It's for Pat.
Come on, Deb. Remember, these cards don't have to be for the person's question.
Yes.
Yes. All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, Pat. We love
thank
hearing
you.
From you.
Thank you both.
Give darling boy a sweet hug and kiss from me.
Okay.
Which darling boy?
Okay.
Little chance.
Well, she's got two kids. She's got a dog and a son. All right.
Yes. I don't think his wife would appreciate that.
Sometimes we don't care, do we? All right. Let's keep on because that.
Thank you for that.
Thank you very much. All right, let me see. We're ready? I think you're ready.
Yeah.
You were born ready. We're going to take our area code 507 from Minnesota. Welcome, 507.
Oh, hello. Is this Judy?
Yeah, it's me. Hi.
We're starting to learn where everybody is that it calls in a lot.
We're slow learners.
Yeah. So how are you doing, Judy? Have any snow?
I am going through so much. I just feel like a black cloud over me. At Thanksgiving, I put all the food in the back of my trunk, and I looked down, and I only first saw one flat tire, but then I saw a second one on the same side, two flat tires.
No.
So I wasn't going anywhere.
You're done.
Yeah,
you're
but I, yeah, and, but I got it fixed, and then I found out that if I drive it, I'll ruin the tires, that I've got other problems.
Okay.
And I've got Bella here. I got my dog Bella here, and I don't think she's going to make it much longer. It's getting so bad. She can't breathe. Her throat. And it's just like, I just feel like everything's just caving in. I wanted to see what the cards had. I'm really down. I'm sure I sound like that too. I'm sorry. I'm not cheerful.
Well,
nobody needs to apologize for how they feel.
Yeah, and that's what we're here for. You know, if everybody's happy, they aren't going to need any readings.
Yeah, and life is not all about happiness.
Yeah, it's not.
Except on the 60s TV shows it was.
Yeah. No, we understand.
And I don't feel I'm going to be able to have Christmas. It's just like I didn't have Thanksgiving. And while Thanksgiving, my ex and his girlfriend and her dad would have been there. So part of it, I feel like I was somehow protected too.
It was a reprieve for you, yeah. Yeah, imagine all the fun that you missed out on. Yeah.
Well, right. But I was just wondering about Bella and what you see in the cards coming up. I just feel like then I got cataracts in my eyes, and I got to have carpal tunnel surgery, and I have to have surgery on my eyes. And it goes on and on and on. My finances are horrible. I just don't know what to think.
Okay, just out of curiosity, tell us one thing that is really good for you. in your life that you're very grateful for? Just one thing. Is it your son? Isn't his name Jacob?
All my children. I'm grateful for all my children, but I went over to my oldest daughter's house with my youngest daughter, and she started saying, you know, how, because my ex spoils her, well, he does, you know, like pay for her college, this and that, and my oldest one never got that, so she's sitting there saying all this stuff, and she got hurt by it, and now she don't want to talk to me because I didn't jump in and say anything on her behalf. And she got really hurt, and we've gotten really close, and that happened too. I mean, doesn't matter what I do, even with my kids, I'm grateful for all my family is everything to me, and
yeah.
I'm not hearing anything from Jacob, and now she just ain't talking to me right now, and I just don't know what to think. That was a whole blow up too. I don't know. She gets hurt really easy because John took her away from me at 8 years old. And see, I had Melissa throughout her life.
Okay, well, it sounds like a great big ball of trouble that you're coping with, and it happens sometimes. Sometimes the cards, even I can't figure them out. Because it's bigger than me, bigger than our, you know, blue marble we're all spinning around on. And I really think the new year is going to put a lot of this to rest for you. How old is your dog, Judy?
She's going on 11, and what's in her throat they can't fix, it would be $10,000 to $20,000, and she's too old for the surgery. You have to remember her legs are really bad anyway. And I knew that this was coming, but, you know, she is my best friend. I've told you that over and over. You know, I don't know how I'm going to live without her, but whatever. She goes in stores with me and everything.
Well, I know. And that's the flip side of these wonderful fur babies that come into our lives.
They're shooting bright, wonderful stars, but they're short-lived.
Yeah, and we've dealt with it last year. What did we have? Four of them go at once? Or
so? No, not at once. We had in a couple-year period. We got six urns of our babies' ashes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have three go in 2020, so a cat and two dogs. And Bella was the only one.
I lost Misty and Roxy in like months.
Yes. You know, I will tell you, Judy, I think it was a blessing in disguise that you didn't end up at that Thanksgiving. Your card showed that you really dodged a bullet. You'd have come away from that feeling so bad. I mean, you feel bad, too, because you went to all that work.
Right.
And then you have these flat tires.
Yeah.
But it sometimes, and most times, things happen for a reason.
Well, especially something really crazy like that. That's like...
Yeah.
Not, I like to say winning the lottery because lottery is a good thing, but that's like winning the anti-lottery. What are the odds of that happening, two flat tires?
But I really think the people at that, there would have been so much negativity that it would have been like daggers being pushed
right.
into your...
I felt like that I was being protected somehow, you know, even though it was bad. But this health and... finances and Bella, and it's just like none of this stuff's going to end. It's like it's been going on and on, and
stand by.
And now I'm going to have to say goodbye to Bella, and that's a nightmare to me. So I was just wondering what was in the cards, if you see anything. That's what I was thinking, and honestly, I was thinking that I keep saying I can't wait for 23 to come around because I feel like that's the only thing I can hope for is that it's a better year for me.
Well, and that is an important thing to hope for, I believe.
I agree.
I mean, that's the whole thing. That's why everybody, you know, when you think about all this New Year's stuff, that's where, like, a lot of the stuff was created from.
Yes.
As there are people like this year, blue chunks. I'm ready for a new year. I'm going to just toast and drink to the good. That's, it's almost like half drinking to the new year, but saying good riddance, you crappy old year.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's why they're drinking.
Yeah, there you go, Jimbo. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It's true. They do drink before midnight. They don't drink after midnight. They're drinking before midnight because this year blew chunks. I want to kick it to the curb.
And as long as you keep some hope in your heart, darling, you're going to come out okay. And you're really being challenged right now. It's a big test on you. But I see a strong lady in these cards. I mean, you are a force to be reckoned with. And I think that the higher power, our God, just wants to see how you can come through this, all of this, and still be the strong, resilient, hopeful lady that you are. And that's how I feel.
Wow.
I mean, all facing circumstances. I've got three of my kids that don't even want to talk to me. But the kicker is they won't tell me why. Okay. And a daughter-in-law that's turned away. I mean, I've got my emotional issues too. But we have to find a way to stick them in a box until we can sort them out one by one. Okay. And I think for you having people like us to talk to. I mean, you know.
Right. Well, I appreciate you so much. I appreciate both of you so much. And
thank you.
You have no idea how much I, you know, care about you guys. I really do. So thank you.
You know what? We're going to have to give you your angel card reading, but I would love to spend the entire evening talking to you.
Well, and this is from Archangel Michael. The Oracle card reading says, trust the guidance you're receiving. Archangel Uriel, he's talking about another one, has blessed you with a brilliant epiphany.
Yes.
I am also present to clear away your worries so you can trust your divine guidance. So you've got...
That was a big message.
Basically, Michael says there's another angel that tries to get rid of your worries and clear away. And basically, it sounds like they want him to have her a better year.
Yeah, they're saying, we got
you.
It's
like, yeah.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, you're facing a shit storm and we want it to go away.
Yeah, you're not going to believe it. When we were talking, Jacob called me when we were talking, so I just clicked it off. But yeah, isn't that something?
I think that's
as we're talking, I don't know. It has something to do with you guys, I think.
Well, I'll tell you, when I've read that voice, and to me, he's a boy. When I read the boy's card, I saw that he has nothing but love in your toward you as his mother.
Love is in the air?
Yeah, he adores you. And
love
I mentioned it
air.
To him, and he said, oh, yeah, there's nobody like my mom. Nobody.
There's nobody like my mommy, which is a good thing. There is nobody like your
mom.
I feel the same way about all of my kids and him a lot. Yeah, he's...
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know,
he's special. He's very special.
And he could have been listening and heard you in despair, and he called you because he wanted to be there for you as your son.
Yeah, sometimes us children forget about our mom and dad.
We do.
We get wrapped up our own little lives, and then we're like, oh, shit, I'm being an asshole. And didn't even know it.
Right.
And it doesn't mean they meant
all
to be.
Right.
They just get caught up,
yeah,
you know.
So I think he wants
to take care of that right
I
now.
I think
don't
he
worry
wants to
that.
Talk to you, Judy. I do. There we
all
had
right.
Another,
well, you,
we had
thank
another,
you so much. I love you guys. Bye.
No, wait a minute. Are you leaving us?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
no.
Okay, I wanted to tell you.
I got
to
call Jake up back here.
Did have the same zip code.
Oh my gosh! I bet.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
So
I bet it's him. I'll stay on.
He was listening. No, she.
Oh my gosh!
All right, but
maybe he would have liked to have told her that.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him that we saw him on the board. Okay. Don't tell him.
Okay.
All right.
I'll hang on now, Jimbo. You, Jim, you keep me on here then.
Oh, I never hang up.
No, that's right. You'll be on.
You can listen as long as you desire, and we got to rock.
Call us tomorrow on News for the Soul.
Yeah, Monday, News for the Soul.
Yeah.
Hour earlier.
Take
all
care.
Right.
Judy.
Thank
love
you.
Judy, Judy,
love you too.
Judy.
Love you too.
All right, we're moving on.
She needed to know that.
I don't know what she did.
Oh, I think so. Because boys, guys, you guys don't express
maybe
yourself.
You stole his thunder.
She just said she's not going to tell him.
But how do you know he's not listening? He's just not calling. You know what? That's the difference between men and women. Men, let nature do things. Women, let's get in there. Get our fingers in that pot and just stir all that shit up.
It's because we're mothers.
Yeah, well, mother what?
We are mothers and we kind of run the world.
Okay, 252 North Carolina. Welcome to the show, 252 North Carolina.
Hi, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, we're doing okay.
Marvelous.
I think so.
Marvelous a Sunday morning, Sunday night.
Oh, I love your laugh. By the way, you've got the most distinctive laugh. It's great. Really. So,
Thank you. My mama says I'm unique anyway, because I used to be deaf, so I laugh a little bit louder than some people do. So.
Oh, that must have been a moment in your life.
Rangi Pitagawa from New Zealand. We have to get an international.
The question I actually have is on the guy name. His name is Bob. He goes by Bob. And I want to know, this is a romance partner.
Okay. A romance partner, I like that.
Bob, what is Bob, basically?
Yeah. Bob somebody that's going to stick with me in the long term wise? Because sometimes I feel like he's going to wind up leaving me to go back to ex-wife. So,
Bob?
That's the kind of situation I'm feeling.
Oh, you feel like he's going to go back to her?
I feel like he's going to go back to her eventually to try to work something out with her.
Okay, let's see. Does he talk about her a lot to you?
He has. So they do still stay in the same household.
Oh.
But he's dealing with a divorce from her. So I'm feeling like I'm just getting that pressure when he goes to court during this month. Something, he's going to go back to her, going back to her. I'm just feeling, you know.
I don't have a card, but I was like, I could see why you would feel that way.
Sure.
I mean, she's got, both of you have more spiritual, intuit, stuff like that. But I'm just saying, from a guy, it's like, just when she told me the basic facts, I'm like, I would kind of be wary of that, too, also.
Well, I would, too. And why are they still living together?
That bingo beats bunny blanket.
Yeah, do they have a bunch of kids?
The kids are grown.
That doesn't necessarily matter, but we got you. We got you. It alleviates the situation. Sometimes those grown kids aren't so grown. But go ahead.
Does Bob have a job? Or
he is retired.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, boy, are you two one for the books? Because you feel this way about Bob. It's your worry and fear, and he feels the same about you.
Nope.
That you're going to leave him for someone that has been in your life.
I think that's pretty common.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
That's pretty awesome, though. But at least that's not too bad of a thing.
So, Jessica, the two of you are in the same boat.
You're
facing the two different directions.
Yep. You're not on the same wavelength.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if he really had these feelings for his ex-wife, he wouldn't be, what's a nice way of putting that, he wouldn't have interest for her.
He wouldn't have interest for her, and he wouldn't even be entertaining that D word, right?
No.
The worst word.
Yeah. I don't think he really wants to get, I am not seeing that he wants to get back together with her, but he's insecure about you, Jessica. So it sounds to me like the two of you need to have a talk.
Yeah, sounds like you guys have somehow jumped off.
I had gone to court with my ex already. So me and my ex are totally done. I'm not going back to him. No way. No way. I'm going back to my ex. So him and I are done. He's done. He said his words when he was in court. I said, you know what? You want to lie in front of the judge? Don't call me. Don't come back to me or nothing.
Okay, but like
I got the kid. I'll take care of the kid. So,
well, you both are worried about each other, not being that committed to this relationship. Of course, you are steps, I know, you are steps ahead of him. What's he dragging his feet for? You know, does the, the divorce should just go like poop through a goose.
Poop through a goose. Oh, and you know, that's so funny about geese. But anyway.
Yeah, so I just think he's kind of nervous to make a move.
Not now.
Because he's feeling insecure about you. But that doesn't mean that she should have a fallback position in his life. That woman needs to get on with her life.
Yeah.
She does. She does. They need to do a complete separation because he's not going to keep bringing me down because his situation. I looked at him and he was mad with me because I talked to my ex. I have to deal with that man. That's what I told him.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you said, I have to deal with that man because that man I had a kid with.
Exactly.
If there were no kids, with no kids attached, I would not be dealing with him still.
He thinks that you're going to go running back to your ex-husband, but he's not moving at all. And I'll tell you what, Jim, you're gonna eat me alive over this.
Oh, I'm hungry, so let's do this. I'm ready.
I think that if you let him know that, Bob, if you're not going to, you know, fish or cut bait, however you want to put it, get off the pot. You know, if you're not going to make a move, Bob, I'm going to start seeing other men.
Well, I'm not going to eat you alive on that. I think either situation, reverse. You should always say that. So, hey, stop jerking my chain.
And I thought about doing that because from what he's been doing to me, every time I turn around, he's like, he's disrespecting me.
Yeah,
absolutely, and that's a sign sometimes of things to come.
And whether you go out with somebody else, not that's a good strategy for you to put that forward, saying I deserve more than this.
And if somebody's jerking your chain early on in a relationship, you might want to rethink it. I don't have any cards. I'm just saying that could be a sign.
I really think it'll light a fire under Bob.
Or one way or the other.
Where he's going to make the move,
Make them make a decision.
That's right.
Because some people don't want
to. That's what I thought about doing is when he goes to court, I thought about, when he goes to court, pressure him to go to court. Pressure him to be there so he can get a chance to see who she really is.
And no more sugar, Jessica. Bob should not get any more sugar, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I get that.
You're taking a stand, and he can't have the milk if he isn't coming for the cow.
Put on that chastity belt. Oh, my Lord.
All right, here's your Michael Angel card.
Yes, the Oracle card, sort of like, take control of your thoughts is the subject. Your thoughts are creating your reality. Have faith and stay focused on the outcome that you truly desire.
That's right. Shoot for your end game, what you want.
Yeah. We all should realize some people, we have a lot of, we don't really have a lot of self-worth, a lot of us.
Right.
But we should say, I deserve this, and damn it, I'm not selling for less.
Basically, you're standing at another woman's back door, and she's throwing leftovers out to you.
And you just say, you know what, you're a dude. It's time to actually do something and stop tap dancing.
Good for you, Jim.
God damn it.
Because, when you say that, don't give him the sugar, I have thought about cutting back from him.
Give him
a little bit, cutting back from him and push it. Basically, what it does, it will cut him back. It will make him to be, what's that word?
Somebody that's
going to be giving me what I value in my worth.
Word is value.
Yeah. And my value, because I'm not getting valued right now. I feel like I'm eating whatever she's given him from the past.
Right.
Yeah, and you know.
And he's not letting me, he's not moving on from it, because how can he?
Well, look it. He's getting his ashes hauled over with you, so he doesn't have an incentive to make any moves.
And if you don't put the flame to somebody's ass, they look at you as a pushover.
And that you'll take whatever.
They're like, oh, it doesn't matter. I don't have to do anything. She's going to just keep accepting me and taking me in and loving me.
Yeah, I think that he needs to
wake
up.
I don't have to do anything. Well, she's going to be cool.
Bob, it's time for a wake up.
You better hit him on the elbow. Da-day!
You know what I got to tell you? It really does make Jim angry when men act this way.
Men and women, when they jerk each other around like that. And I'm half angry at the person doing it, but the other person is taking some blame. They're allowing them to do that.
Don't allow them anymore.
I mean, I could see once or twice, you know, because you want things to work. But there's a certain point we got to say, screw you, jackwad. You're not the only person on this planet.
You know what? If he comes sniffing around for some loving, I would hand him a box of Kleenex and a bottle of lotion and say, here, Bob, go take care of yourself.
Or you got a computer, go play with yourself.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
All right, Jessica, we're on your side. We are not making fun of you. Or
no, take a stand.
No, we want to see
the I understand. I understand what you guys, what you're standing from. I just want to clarify something about from this.
Sure.
You know, is he gonna go back to her over me? What it sounds like there is a chance of that.
I didn't see that.
Well, I think every time you allow this to happen, the chance will increase.
Well, I think no kidding.
Yeah, you gotta nip this in the bud right away, as they say, right?
If you get a backbone with him and say, I'm going to the other man, he's gonna get so disturbed about that.
Just say, do you think you're Adam? Like the only we're in the garden.
I mean, if someone turns around, he says to me about going to see another woman, and he thinks that will spice things up. It actually doesn't spice me up. I don't find that attractive. I don't find that funny. You know.
Well, Jessica, we're here for you.
We are
every night, it seems. So if you just want to call up and vent and get rid of your frustration,
and I will be on your side.
I'll
get pissed off with you.
Jim, you know me by now, man. You know how I am.
Hells yes. Don't take any crap. All right, we got to rock.
No, don't take crap. Don't settle for less.
Call us tomorrow.
You know where to find us.
Yes, News for the Soul tomorrow.
Tomorrow's News for the Soul. That's the only unique time of the week, Mondays.
6 p.m., not 7. So take care, Jessica.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we post to Facebook for folks in case that News for the Soul is like, huh? Deb?
Start posting. I certainly will.
On Mondays. We will. All right. Unfortunately,
we have one more.
The one did not hang on who I thought was going to hang on, but we have another one still. Let's go to area code 917, which I have not looked up. 917, you're going to be the last caller.
Hi, 917. Where are you located?
New York.
Yes. This is Ashir from New York. Spoken to you guys before.
Yes.
I'm just trying to, you know, see what's coming up in the love department. I'm still single and, you know.
As I remember, you were on the verge of getting a new job. It was during the pandemic.
And
did that work out for you?
Actually, I'm about to start a business next month.
Well, good for you.
Really, that's awesome.
And you know, you can't get rich working for other people.
So as you mean next month, you mean literally the new year, January 2023. You're going to start a new business, right?
Yep.
Well, that's
January
1st. That's going to be a badass happy new year for
it
you.
It will
then, more than most of us.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
and
to it.
And scary at the same time.
Yeah,
we got it. But you know what? Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Exactly.
You got it.
That's right.
Yep, that's right. If you don't go out there and try and take action, nobody's going to throw a business at you if you don't get proactive.
Yeah, and I think that's a wonderful move to become independent.
You have to give it a shot.
And run your own.
The old sports analogies. Nobody gets a hit if you don't swing a bat. Nobody scores a goal if you don't take a shot. You know?
Right.
Things just don't happen if you don't put them in motion. So
and now
cool.
You want some romance.
Romance.
All right, I'm looking for you.
Facebookers.
Yeah.
We do not take Facebook Messenger video or audio calls unless we announce it because we are doing readings. Please do not do that. We're going to hang up and eventually we'll unplug it. Not trying to be mean, but we don't have a hold system. Anyway, back to the
reading. All right, first I want to tell you, oh my gosh, is your business going to be great? You know what? You're putting blessings. He's putting blessings into this business and an energy that is going to make all kinds of people want to come and get what you have to sell. Really, this is beautiful. And as for a woman, are you planning to take a trip somewhere within the next few months?
Not yet, but who knows, you know?
Yeah, I think you're going to. And it will be during this trip, you know, from A to B, a point A to point B, you're going to meet somebody really special. Now, this card that is indicating a journey can also mean internet, you know, because it's hard. The cards themselves don't know how to interpret.
Isn't it a different era we live in now?
Yeah.
Journey used to be very clear 30 years ago. It's obvious. Journey is a journey.
So this could indicate a woman coming into your life from another country.
And it could be through the internet, right?
Yeah, it could.
Starting out.
It would be somebody who is afar.
Afar.
But here's the cool thing. Under the designation I love in this layout, it's called Sure to Come True. And there she is. By God, there's a woman coming to you. She's going to adore you. She's going to be everything. You're going to not want to date her. You're going to want to marry her. That's how wonderful she's going to be. And she's going to become the light of your life there, my dear. Ooh, it gives me chills just thinking about it. It's going to be really a good 2023 is going to be your year. Because you've been through enough garbage and crap through your life. This is time for you to shine.
Well, and he's throwing all in on January 1st.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
going through the business. You got to do it.
Yeah.
You can't talk about it. They don't just come out and run to you, businesses. No, no, no.
No, but you're going to do, it's going to be your baby. And you will make it so successful.
Yeah. And you know, even if it doesn't succeed, I would not fear because you can try again later.
That's right.
It just means I failed and I learned. But I don't think you're going to fail.
Right.
Though.
No, I think you're going to really succeed.
Which is great.
Now, here's your Archangel Michael card for you.
Okay.
And he's a mighty angel.
He is indeed. And Judy, he hung up about 3/4 of the way through your phone call, Judy. All right. Your subject is don't settle for less. You are a child of the divine, and you deserve to have your dreams come true. Do not give up.
There it is.
Bing. There he is.
Yep, there it is. You call us again now, okay? Please.
Okay, I will.
We want to follow on your journey to success.
Absolutely.
All right, honey. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thanks for holding, especially.
Yes,
everybody
held a long time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Israel.